Chapter 7. Today, the car culture is a global phenomenon. Almost everyone has a car, needs a car, or desires one. If production continues at this rate, by the year 2010, there could be more than 1 billion cars in use worldwide. No wonder environmentalists more often view our car culture as a puzzling problem. The benefits of cars are obvious. They are convenient and easy to operate, they make work and play more enjoyable, and they fulfill our needs for solitude and escape. With cars being produced in countless models and colors, and at prices matching almost any budget, cars are an easy passport to status and prestige. But cars also isolate us from others and from our surroundings. Roads have carved up the landscape, and exhaust fumes have fogged our cities and clogged our lungs. Perhaps the greatest complaint about cars is that their emissions pollute the air. These emissions add to the risk of global climate change, contribute to acid rain, and generate dangerous ozone and smog in traffic-congested cities. Air pollution, however, is just one of the many social costs that cars impose on society. Another is traffic accidents. Hundreds of thousands of people die each year in car-related accidents, and property damage caused by vehicles leads to higher legal, medical, and emergency service costs. Traffic jams are another price society must pay for the convenience of cars. Sitting bumper to bumper wastes fuel, pollutes the air, causes stress and frustration, and reduces individual and business productivity.